From the complete Blue Note sessions, well, actually from the complete Blue Note 1960 sessions, Dexter Gordon with a tune called I Was Doing All Right. And as we look at the personnel, we see, of course, Dexter Gordon on a tenor sax, Grady Hubbard on trumpet, Pittsburgh's own Horace Parner on piano, George Tucker on bass, and Al Harewood on the drums. From the album Doing All Right on Blue Note Records, and also in the new collection that's just put out on Blue Note, Volume 1. Dexter Gordon, yes, indeed. Complete Blue Note Sessions, Volume 1. And, of course, we think about our man Bug Bryce taking it back in the day, saying, a day without Dexter is like a day without sunshine. And I want to remind you that you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Well, I'm sitting here recording the music for the show, and you know I'm not live here in the studio, but I'm here at home in my secret lab. Sitting here at home recording the show, and some of you folks who have pets can relate to this. You know how your pets get into a groove and listen to the music? Some of them try to sing to it when they hear different parts, like the one puppy that my grandkids have try to hit the high notes when the trumpet comes in. But then other parts, they just kind of mellow out, you know, like this last Dexter Gordon tune that we just heard. So I know a lot of y'all can relate to that have pets in your home. I used to have a tabby cat, and he would just lay at my feet and just chill. It's all good on a Sunday morning, you know.
Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind the rain from the skies if I can find the sun in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you, but when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am, so what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you. Sometimes I love you. Sometimes I hate you. But when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am. So what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you. I'm happy when I'm with you. Thank you.
One of my favorite tunes, a tune called Big Alice. I think Don Pullen wrote it, but I like the version Don Pullen did too some years back. Yeah, Big Alice. That was my man, Howard Johnson, and some of his fellow tuba players getting down for the funk of it. Yes, it's a Sunday morning, and you're listening to the Jazz Corner. We got a lot of stuff for you, things that you may not expect.
a man died. Went up to the gate. Peter met him at the gate. Said, what do you want up here? He said, I had sinner's trouble. Say, you had what? Say, I had sinner's trouble. Say, you mean sinner's trouble? He said, I mean sinner's trouble. So I'm coming out of the hotel with a woman and her husband, sinners. Like I was walking through this, you know, I down here going through this, going through over to 16th Street. I took a shortcut through that little graveyard there. You know that old graveyard, been there every year. And I was walking along reading on the tombstones, you know. And I got the old maid's tombstone. I stopped and read. It had on it, who said you can't take it with you? Well, one thing, you can't stay here with it. I know that. And you can't come back to see what happened to it either. Look at that little hip baby sitting over there laughing. Yeah, man, ain't that a killer? Look at it, bless it, little heart. You let me have him for 2 years and you'll never have no more trouble out of him. He'll be one of the hippest children that ever lived. You want to see Santa Claus? Your mama told you about Santa Claus, sugar. Well, she told you a lie. I'm going to straighten you out right now. Damn, if you going to grow up believing them lies. You want to come up here with Mom? Ain't he cute? Uh-uh, don't do that. Mm-mm. Got your hands too low. Wherever a person's hands is usually where their mind is. Sometimes your mind can be very low. That's right. What that you got in your mouth now? A bottle?
Wine.
No, it ain't. No. Maybe you was raised different. That baby got me. You asked for it, brother. You asked for it. A man went down to Miami on his vacation. Got 4 weeks. Right, he packed up, had this beautiful luggage, pocket full of money, his checkbook. He goes down to Miami, checks in one of the finest hotels down there, relaxes. Well, I'm here for 4 weeks. The sun will do me good. After he's there 2 weeks, the man says, I'm sorry, but you're undesirable. He says, what do you mean I'm undesirable? I pay my bills. I don't owe you anything. I'm a respectable man. What do you mean I'm undesirable? He said, well, we just don't want your kind here. He said, what do you mean, my kind? He said, they tell me that you wet in the pool. He said, well, nearly everybody wets in the pool. He said, yeah, but not from that high diving board up there. But let me tell you something. You talk about that ticket I got. Let me tell you what happened to Mom week before last. You know where I was? Way down in deepest Georgia. Right here at election time. There stood a whole row of folks with me at the end of the line. Now, we all had come to cast our votes. But don't you know they got mad at me when I said that I was sent there by the NAACP? Every time I get up to the front of the line, they push me back in the rear. And from the evil, mean look that they had on their face, I said, damn, what am I doing here? I said, please, Martin Luther King, I don't want a boat. Ooh, ooh. I said, please, Reverend King, please don't make me boat. Whoa. I had a dream last night. I asked for my equal right. Somebody said, Mom, you're next. And there I stood with a rope around my neck. Please, Congressman Powell, they ain't gonna let me vote. Ooh, ooh. I say, listen, Reverend Adam Clayton Powell, damn, I'm gonna vote. Ooh, ooh. They arms reach out for me. They must want me desperately. But if I can just break free, they've seen the last of me. In Georgia, Georgia, no peace will I find till I catch a plane north and throw Georgia out of my mind. Ray Charles can have it, you hear me? Oh, yeah!
I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say? To treat me this away, girl, I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Well,
don't you come back no more.
What you said?
Don't you come back no more.
I didn't understand
you. Don't you come back no more.
You can't mean that.
And don't you come back
no more. Oh, now, baby, please.
Don't you come back no more.
What you trying to do to me?
just you and me. When our working day was done, but now when I get home, you either tired or you're gone. Black night. It used to be when you see my face, you would smile. Thank you.
20 minutes till the top of the hour, but I wanted to take some time out and let you know what we've been listening to, a wide variety of things. The last tune we heard was Shirley Scott with Stanley Turrentine from Deep Down Soul. Also, getting into a little soul and blues, Labi Sapphire. I got the blues from the Shaolin Soul Episode 2 compilation. We're checking that out. Also, Lowell Folsom. Yes, indeed. Lowell Folsom doing Black Knights. Ray Charles Ray Charles for you. And we heard Hit the Road, Jack. Moms Mabley talking about kids and Let Me Vote. Big Alice, Howard Johnson. A bunch of other tunes that are haven't been released yet. And we'll talk about those in the next couple of weeks. A bunch of different tunes here. Nat King Cole doing Sometimes I'm Happy. Dexter Gordon from the complete Blue Note 60s session. And let me see who else is in here. Eddie Henderson from the Smoke Sessions label doing Shuffle and Deal. And also Okara Imani with Just Happy to Be Here. Mr. Evan Dry Bread Quartet doing Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum. Mr. George Freeman doing Cha-Cha Blue. And Miss Eugenie Jones doing A Brother. So a bunch of different stuff there in this last hour and 40 minutes. As we continue the program for you on a Sunday, morphing into one-to-one here at WRCT.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org. What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.